Imad Ayouti is a 20-year-old Palestinian farmer who was injured on Friday when he was working on his family's land east of the Gaza Strip. Ayouti, along with three more Palestinians, were shot and wounded by Israeli soldiers.
I was farming on my land. All of a sudden I was hit and then I fell to the ground in a pool of blood. Israeli soldiers kept firing at me and prevented medics from reaching me. They also fired tear gas, and finally, after maybe half an hour, I was taken to a hospital.
Every Friday, young Palestinians gather near the so-called buffer zone, which constitutes nearly 20% of Gaza's fertile lands. The Palestinians protest Tel Aviv's creation of the area, with most of the protests receiving Israeli attacks in response. Among the Palestinians are farmers and gravel collectors, including children, who try to make a living in the area. Dozens of Palestinians have been either killed or wounded in recent years. Health officials say most of those wounded are teenagers and that they have all been directly hit with live ammunition.
We receive wounded people on an almost daily basis from the buffer zone. Despite the truce, we can currently deal with the injuries, but in case something major happens, like a war, we will not be able to handle the injuries due to lack of hospital and medical supplies.
The buffer zone is a no-go area of up to 300 meters, but in reality, Israeli attacks against Palestinians occur in up to 1.5 kilometers from the security fence. According to rights groups, Israeli soldiers routinely fatally shoot Gazans inside the buffer zone without even firing warning shots. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.